Tank Bigsby averaged 5.9 yards a carry for the Eagles last season, and almost nobody noticed because he only got 58 carries to do it with. Running back 54, pick 171, is what the market pays for efficiency without a job. And standing between him and the job is the one running back in football nobody shares with. The season came in two pieces, one game in Jacksonville, then a September trade. Philadelphia sent 2026 fifth and sixth round picks for him per NFL.com, and 14 games as an Eagle. The combined line, 63 carries, 356 yards, 5.7 a carry overall, 5.9 in the Philadelphia stint, 2 touchdowns, 3 catches, 3.5 half PPR points a game, 67th among backs per game, 63rd in total. 58 carries is a rate, not a role. We price it accordingly. The career already contains the proof of concept. 2024 in Jacksonville, 168 carries, 766 yards, 7 touchdowns, 7.8 a game. That back start flexed for 3 months. The rookie year and last year bracketed at under 4 points a game. High variance, one loud data point. The pattern beat mostly declines to speak. No aging risk, career year 4. The fade cohort starts at 5, his touchdown share, 0.22, sits under the fade line, and he ranks 70th by the cohort's measure anyway, far outside the top 36 door, no fire in either direction. The year 2 leap pattern is dead on our kill list, and he's passed it anyway. What the library actually prices here is nothing. A 3-catch season means even the half PPR floor mechanism has nothing to grab. This is a pure roll bet, and we say that out loud instead of dressing it in a cohort.
Muffed!
The situation is the NFC East's most stable depth chart with new handwriting on the play sheet. Saquon Barkley is the job, 1,140 rushing yards last season on 280 carries, all verified, and the July camp previews frame Bigsby as the favorite for the 2 spot, with Will Shipley in a now or never third year and AJ Dillon short yardage niche in question per Philly Voice and the Philadelphia Beat. The handwriting, Kevin Petullo is out after 1 season, and the new coordinator is Sean Mannion, a 33-year-old former quarterback who has never called plays per NFL. Come under a returning Nick Sirianni. The Beat's June observation is a fit question. Bigsby's one-cut downhill style versus the wide zone concept Mannion is expected to import per SI's Eagles coverage. He stood out at spring practices anyway. Contract year, the last of his rookie deal per Spotrac. Philadelphia won the East at 11-6 and lost the wild card to San Francisco. The price. RB54 at pick 171 for an efficient season almost nobody was watching. The market is paying handcuff money for a handcuff role behind a back who missed 1 game last year. Our verdict? No call. Price for the job he has, not the one the 2024 tape argues he could hold, and we can't call that wrong. The caveat, in both directions, if anything sidelines Barkley, the proof of concept season says this is the cheapest starter skill back on the board, and if nothing does, 3 catches a year means the weekly floor is close to 0 in this format. Watch the preseason 2-spot rotation against Shipley and Dillon, that's the whole bet, and whether Mannion's install uses him in the passing game at all, because 1 catch a month is the difference between a stash and a dead spot. Efficiency travels, opportunity doesn't. He's one of your guys? This show covers your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.